Okay, so let's face it, anybody working in cybersecurity these days, I mean, it's not if you're going to get attacked, it's when, right?
Yeah, that's the reality now.
And when that happens, your security operations center, your SOC better be ready. But how do you keep up with all the threats out there? I mean, there's a ton, right?
It's overwhelming.
It is. I mean, it's got to feel like drinking from a fire hose sometimes.
It really does.
So that's where AI is supposed to come in, right? I mean, it's all over the news. Everyone's talking about AI agents, but is it just hype? I mean, are they really changing the game when it comes to cybersecurity?
It's definitely more than just hype at this point. What we're seeing is a real shift towards what we call like agentic security.
Agentic security, okay.
And these AI agents, I mean, they're really becoming the front line in a lot of SOCs. They're doing things that humans just can't do at the same scale or speed.
Makes sense.
But you're right. The big question is, how do we measure the actual impact? How do we know that these AI agents are worth the investment?
Yeah, that's a million-dollar question, right?
Sure.
Because, we can throw all this money at shiny new AI tech, but we need to know it's actually making a difference.
Exactly. We can't just rely on like gut feeling or a few anecdotes.
Right.
We need a hard data.
Yeah. Well, luckily, we've got this article here. It breaks down six key metrics that SOC teams can use to actually track the impact of their AI agents. It's all about moving beyond the hype and getting the nitty-gritty of how these agents are changing security operations.
I like that. Getting down to the nitty-gritty, that's what we're all about.
Exactly. All right, so let's just jump right in. The first metric is what they call alert triage automation rate. Now, I know you talk to a lot of security analysts out there.
Yeah.
What's the one thing that they all complain about?
False positives.
False positives. Oh my gosh. It's like the bane of their existence, right?
It's not just annoying, it's a huge problem.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. Every minute that an analyst spends chasing down a false positive is a minute that they're not spending on a real threat.
That's scary.
And that could be the difference between containing an incident, and a full-blown breach.
So it sounds like a high alert triage automation rate means that your AI agents are doing a good job of filtering out the noise.
Yeah.
They're basically saying, hey, these are the critical alerts. These are the ones you need to pay attention to.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like having an AI assistant that can analyze an alert in milliseconds, pulling in data from all these different sources to determine if it's an actual threat or just like a harmless anomaly. Humans just can't match that kind of speed and efficiency.
No, we can't.
It's just not possible.
Yeah, it's like having a super-powered research assistant, right?
Ew.
They just instantly summarize a mountain of documents for you and highlight the key findings.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
And that frees up the analyst's time to focus on the stuff that really matters, the real threats. Okay, so that makes sense. Let's move on to the next metric, which is mean time to triage, or MTTT. I love these acronyms.
Yeah, gotta love a good acronym.
Exactly. So what is MTTT, and why is it so important?
Basically, it measures how long it takes from the moment an alert comes in to when it's actually assessed and categorized.
Sure.
The lower the MTTT, the faster your SOC can react to potential threats.
Yeah, and in cybersecurity, we all know that time is critical. Every
Yeah,
second counts, right?
absolutely. I mean, think about it like this. Responding to a fire in the first minute versus responding to a fire after 10 minutes, right? The damage is going to be way worse if you wait.
Oh, yeah, exponentially worse.
Yeah, and AI agents can help security teams shrink that response time like dramatically.
Okay, so how are they actually doing that? I mean, are they like these super fast forensic analysts just instantly piecing together the clues?
In a way, yeah. I mean, AI agents can pull data from all sorts of sources super quickly. So we're talking about security logs, threat intelligence feeds, even user behavior patterns, and they use that information to paint a picture of what's going on.
Gotcha.
Determine how serious the alert is, and then recommend what to do next.
Okay, so it's not just about speed. It's about having the right information right when you need it.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
Which I guess brings us to our next metric,
Ah.
false positive reduction rate. Because let's be real, even the best security tools out there, I mean, they generate some false positives.
It happens.
It's like a smoke detector going off because you burnt toast,
Right. Exactly.
Annoying, but not an actual fire.
Yeah, it's a good analogy. But in a SOC, those false alarms, they can be really damaging.
Oh, I bet.
They create alert fatigue,
Alert fatigue.
which means analysts start ignoring alerts, even the real ones. It's like crying wolf too many times. Eventually, people just stop listening.
So how do AI agents help us avoid that cry wolf situation? Are they somehow smarter than our traditional security tools?
They are definitely more sophisticated.
Okay.
I mean, they can use machine learning to analyze massive amounts of data
Yeah.
and learn to differentiate between real threats and these benign anomalies. They can also spot patterns that humans might miss,
Okay.
and they can adapt to new threats as they pop up.
So it's not just about following a set of rules, it's like they're actually learning and evolving over time.
Exactly. And that ability to learn and adapt, that's crucial in cybersecurity. I mean, the attackers are constantly coming up with new tactics, so our defenses have to be just as dynamic.
That makes sense. So what's our next metric?
So the next one looks at how quickly your team can actually, unravel a security incident.
Okay.
We call this average time spent on investigations.
Average time spent on investigations. Okay.
And the reality is, even with the best tools, digging into an incident can feel like you're trying to solve this giant, messy
Oh,
puzzle.
I bet you got logs from all these different systems, threat intelligence feeds. You probably even have some user reports, and it's got to all come together so you can figure out what happened, right?
Exactly, yeah. And every minute that you spend on that investigation is another minute that those attackers could be exploiting their
All
access.
right, yeah.
So, shaving time off those investigations, it's critical. And not just for efficiency, but to limit the damage that they can do.
So, how are AI agents helping security teams speed up this whole process? Are they like replacing human investigators?
Not replacing, no,
Hmm.
but they're definitely supercharging them. Imagine an AI agent that can analyze all those different data sources. All at the same time, connecting the dots between things that seem totally unrelated,
Yeah.
and then like flagging the most important pieces of information for the human analyst to look at.
So instead of like manually going through all this data, the analyst could have a summary of the key findings, almost like an executive briefing of the attack.
Exactly. Yeah. It's about giving them the information they need when they need it to make the best decisions.
Okay, yeah. Makes sense.
And that leads to faster response times, which could mean the difference between, a minor inconvenience and a catastrophic breach.
Right, that makes total sense.
Yeah.
But even with AI agents helping out, there are still going to be some cases that need a human to step in,
Right.
right? So I guess that leads us to our next metric, escalation rate to human analysts.
Yes. This one basically tells us how often the AI agent needs to call in, like the human experts.
Okay.
Ideally, we want that rate to be as low as possible,
Sure.
but not at the expense of missing really serious
All
threats.
right. Yeah. It's a balance, right?
Exactly.
We want the AI to handle all the routine stuff. But, we also have to make sure that humans are still involved for those really complex or high-risk situations.
Right.
It's kind of like having a really good spam filter, right? It catches most of the junk, but you still see the important emails.
That's a great analogy.
Right?
We don't want to drown analysts in a sea of like low-level alerts, but we also don't want to miss the critical ones.
Right.
So finding that sweet spot where AI is handling the bulk of the work, but escalating the right stuff to humans is key.
Yeah, absolutely. And
Yeah.
speaking of critical, our final metric, I think, really gets to the heart of the matter. Incident response time improvement. This is where we see the rubber hit the road, right?
Yeah, this is it.
How much faster are we able to respond to these incidents thanks to AI agents?
Yeah, I mean, this is the ultimate measure of success because at the end of the day, it's not about how cool the technology is, it's about how much it actually improves our security posture.
Right.
And incident response time is a direct reflection of that.
It's like the difference between having a fire alarm that just makes a lot of noise
Yeah.
versus one that tells you exactly where the fire is and how to get out.
Exactly. AI agents can give you that level of situational awareness. They
Okay.
can help you understand how big the attack is, what systems are affected. They can even recommend the best course of action.
Yeah.
And all that leads to faster containment,
Yeah.
which means less damage, less downtime, and fewer headaches for everyone.
So it sounds like these AI agents are really starting to make a difference in security operations. But I'm curious, what does this mean for the future of cybersecurity? Are we headed towards a world where AI is just running the show? Or will humans always be in the driver's seat?
That is a great question and one that we're all kind of grappling with right now.
Yeah.
I think it's safe to say that AI is going to play a bigger and bigger role in cybersecurity going forward, but I don't think it's about replacing humans entirely. It's more about creating a partnership,
Yeah.
where AI handles the things it's good at. So analyzing data, identifying patterns, automating responses, and then humans, they can focus on what they're good at, like strategic decision making, creative problem solving, and those ethical considerations.
It's not humans versus machines. It's humans and machines working together to create a more secure digital world.
Exactly.
Right.
And those six metrics that we've talked about today, they give us a way to understand how that partnership is evolving and, you know, how we can actually measure the value of AI in security operations.
So we've talked about these six key metrics, but I have to ask, are there other ways to measure the impact of AI agents? I mean, this technology is still evolving so fast. Are we even asking the right questions?
That's a really good question. I mean, the metrics that we use today might not be the ones that we need tomorrow. AI agents are still evolving, so we have to constantly evaluate and adapt our approach to, like, you know, measurement as the technology gets more sophisticated and we integrate it more into our systems.
Yeah, it's moving so fast, right?
Yeah.
Like, are we even thinking about the long-term implications of using AI in security? I mean, are there ethical things that we should be considering?
Those are definitely questions we need to think about going forward. But I think, you know, the main takeaway here is that AI agents, I mean, they're a powerful tool. And like any tool, you know, they can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to make sure that we're using them responsibly and ethically. And that starts with really understanding how they work and how to measure their impact.
So it's not just about implementing the technology. It's about understanding the implications and making sure we're using it to build, like, a more secure and equitable digital world. That's a big responsibility.
It is a big responsibility. But I'm optimistic. I think AI has the potential to, like, really change cybersecurity for the better. And by focusing on the right metrics, asking those tough questions, and working together, I think we can really use the power of AI to create a safer and more secure future for everyone.
I like that. Safer and more secure future. And for anyone listening who's feeling, I don't know, maybe a little overwhelmed by all this AI stuff, I think the biggest takeaway is don't panic. Start by asking those right questions. Focus on the metrics that matter most to your organization. And, you know, remember, it's about finding that balance between human expertise and AI capabilities.
I think that's great advice. It's a really exciting time to be working in cybersecurity. I'm really interested to see what the future holds.
Yeah, me too. Well, hey, thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI agents and security operations. Hopefully you learned something new and are feeling, you know, a little more confident about this whole rapidly evolving world of AI and cybersecurity. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay secure.